Friend, we are so glad that you have stopped with us for a few moments today, and we have wonderful news to share with you. For God is not dead, but He is alive. He is concerned about you and all your needs and problems. He is present to help you and to meet your needs, for the Bible says that He is an ever-present help in the time of need. In the last few weeks, we have seen the Lord meet the needs of people, many kind of needs. He has made blind eyes to see and deaf ears to hear and the crippled to walk. And friend, if you are weary, sin sick, troubled or distressed, I am so glad to tell you that the Lord is here and He will hear you when you call. Friend, if you have a request for prayer, we will be glad to put you on our prayer list if you will just write and let us know about it and send in your request. Friend, we also have a need. We feel that we cannot continue much longer without your help and prayer to meet the financial needs of this program, for we buy this time on the air. And if you would like this program to continue on this station, won't you help us with your gifts and with your prayers? And we will send you a tax-deductible receipt. Write us a letter today while you think of it. And when you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. That is Edna Jean Horn, East Main Street, Ionia, I-O-N-I-A, Ionia, Michigan. Now, here is Carol to sing.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, He would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city.
and doubt and discouragement, considered the darkness which overspread her soul as proof that she was finally cast away from God. She stumbled over molehills when she should have been removing mountains. To her old minister, who was trying to comfort her with impassioned emphasis, she said, "Oh, I'm dead. Dead. Twice dead and plucked up by the roots." After a pause, he replied, "Well, sitting in my study the other day, I heard a sudden scream. John's in the well. John's fallen into the well." Before I could reach the spot, I heard this sad and mournful cry, "John's dead. Poor little Johnny's dead." Bending over the well, I cried out, "John, are you dead?" The lad replied, "Yes, Grandfather, I'm dead." I was glad to hear it from his own mouth. My friend, many doubts are so absurd that the only way to combat them is by gentle ridicule. And so if you are discouraged, or if you are assailed by doubts, don't give in to your doubts, your fears, and your discouragement. You aren't dead, or God hasn't cast you aside. Otherwise, you wouldn't care. But just look to the Lord and let the little faith that you have in your heart multiply. For if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, the Bible says that we can remove a mountain. Art thou paddling, fellow Christian, in God's sea of boundless grace? Are thy ankles merely covered when he bids to shoreless faith? Is your diet still a milk one when he offers you the meat? Venture forth, my timid brother. Let him bathe beyond thy feet. Art thou wading, fellow Christian, in his grace, so full and free? Have you had the joy of knowing that the tide has reached thy knee? Have you found that prayer is a weapon? We may wield it, if we will. To your growing heart, he whispers, venture on, go farther still. Art thou bathing, fellow Christian, in the ocean of his love? Have thy loins been wholly covered by his grace, who reigns above? Do you find the peace and power when the tempter comes your way? Do you see God's hand still leading as he guides you day by day? Art thou swimming, fellow Christian, with no foothold on the sand, with no trust in self-relying, held by his almighty hand? Do you rest in him completely when the trials vex you sore? They are meant to draw you to him. Come, oh, come and trust him more. No matter what your need may be, my friend, if you will just trust him and look to him, there is power in prayer, and there is grace to meet your every need. If you have a need, won't you bow your head with me now? And our Father, as heads are bowed in radio land today, we ask that you will place thy nail-pierced hand upon every brow. You understand the need, the trials, the vexations, and everything that would come to mar perfect peace and faith and trust in thee. And our God, we ask that you will meet the need of all of our friends in radio land today. We ask that you will draw hearts closer to thee, that you will forgive every sin-sick soul, and lay thy hand upon every sick body and make them every whit whole in the name of Jesus, and bring peace to every troubled mind, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Help us to put our future in thy hands and trust thee, we ask in your name. Amen. Now here is Carol with another song.
When my eyes
won't have to worry about your future if you have taken Jesus into your life now. And if you haven't taken Jesus into your life and your future is uncertain, let me assure you that with Jesus, all will be bright. Now, if we can help you in any way by prayer or consultation, we'll be so happy to correspond with you and to help you in any way that we can, and we know that we can, if you will just write us. And when you write, address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.